Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. It's Todd Tomasello with Safeguard Your Soul Radio. And I got Brother Travis Bryan III on the line this morning. God bless you, brother.
God bless you, brother, and good to be here with you today.
Amen, brother. We're talking about a verse that's profound in the New Testament about the foolishness of the cross, 1 Corinthians 1:18. Amen. And that verse, saints, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, the great apostle Paul wrote, "For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God." Amen, brother. And
Todd,
go ahead.
I've counted the number of times the word foolish or foolishness is used in the last half of chapter 1 and all of chapter 2. It's used 7 times, Todd.
Hmm.
7 times.
Absolutely.
And what he's saying is that Christ crucified is foolishness to men, to the worldly mind. But to those who are saved, in other words, of those who have been saved, it is the wisdom of God. And he then goes into this comparison of the wisdom of man to the wisdom of God. And it's up, the wisdom of God is upside down to the wisdom of man. And then he talks about,
amen,
at the end, the mind of Christ. The mind of Christ is radically upside down to the mind of man. Now, Todd, that is an astounding principle. That it's not just somewhat different. I mean, it turns human reasoning and thinking on its head. And that includes moral and religious and good thinking that's good to the world, turns it on its absolute head. And so,
amen,
this is a profound passage on the cross, Todd, that Christ crucified is the wisdom of God. Now, that is verse 23 and 24 and 25 in this.
1 Corinthians 1, verse 23 through 25, the scripture says, "But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men."
Now look at that, the weakness of God. We need to understand the weakness of God. That is what's stronger than men. And so we need to enter into weakness. The weakness of God, which is the crucifixion of Christ. That's the epitome of weakness in the divine mind. The weakness of God is the cross. And so we need to enter into weakness in order to be strong. Now that is so profoundly radically different from what the Greek mind. The Greeks were all about logic and reasoning. And they had the highest level of that in the world. And then the Jews were about the religion. They were the highest form of religion at the time. But both of them rejected this message because it was such an affront to the reasoning, logical, religious mind, Todd. It's just upside down to it, and it still is today.
Amen. You know, Paul says to the weak became I as weak, that I might gain the weak. I have made all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. And then Romans 12 says we condescend to men of low estate. Isn't that what Jesus did when he came He left the glories of the Father and came to the earth to gain us.
Todd, he emptied himself and became of no reputation. Absolutely, Todd.
Amen. So, what a blessing, brother. Now, you talked about this paradoxical. Now, first of all, the word paradoxical, doesn't that mean a seeming contradiction?
It is a contradiction. Not just seeming. It is profoundly contradictory to two principles that seem to be contradictory to each other, that absolutely take you to a higher truth. That's what a paradox is.
Amen. Then you wrote about how here are the reasons why the message of the cross is foolishness to the world. The natural mind cannot see the wisdom of these paradoxical principles of the cross. And I think you're saying here that the way the cross is the way to healing through pain, because by his stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24. Also,
so
that
when it
real
says,
life.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Todd. No, you go ahead.
Oh no. Oh, you then talked about real life, resurrection life is through death. Or dying to self, 2 Corinthians 4:10-11. Amen.
And see, we need healing, Todd. We need primarily healing of soul. Our souls are sick, and they need to be our minds and our will and our emotions need to be new. We need to die to our old mind, our old emotions, and our old will. Even if it's religious and moral, we need to die to it in order to receive the renewal of the mind. And that, all that happens within our soul. And so these counterintuitive truths, and I've tried to capture a bunch of them here. There are a whole lot more in the New Testament that I haven't listed. But I've just tried to give examples of this teaching that is so counterintuitive to the natural mind. And one of them is that by his stripes we are healed. Now, stripes means the scourging that he underwent. And by his stripes on us. In other words, we are given stripes with him. We're crucified with Christ. And the world gives us stripes. I mean, it scourges us many times. But by his stripes, the pain, the ripping of our flesh, we are healed. In other words, we're given resurrection through his death. And resurrection is perfection. It is healing. It is, the soul is no longer sick, Todd. It's renewed, healthy, a healthy mind. King James calls it a sound mind. Comes
Amen.
Through the cross, Todd.
Amen. I'm reminded of Romans 12:2. We see the cross in verse 1 and the transformation in verse 2. Paul says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So we present ourselves a living sacrifice, and then we become transformed by the renewing of our mind. And Paul also speaks, Brother Travis, as you know, of putting off the old man, putting on the new man, and being transformed in the spirit of your mind.
Yes.
Amen.
And Todd, we think of growth as gain, but paradoxically speaking, growth is first loss. we think of climbing, but spiritual wisdom says you must fall first before you can be lifted up. And so we want to jump over the lost part, the fall. We don't like that, so that doesn't tickle the ears. So let's preach climbing up, because that does appeal to the natural mind, because that's the American mind. That is the religious mind. That's the legal mind, is to climb up to God. And no, paradoxically, we've got to fall in order to climb, Todd. That's a central point in this counterintuitive foolishness of the cross, Todd.
Amen. Amen. You know, and saints, I want to encourage you and warn you to beware, because there's so many today that will siphon out certain verses and truths and promises of the Bible, but they don't preach repentance, personal holiness. They certainly don't preach the cross. That's the message of Jesus, that if you're going to follow him, if I'm going to follow him, we've got to deny ourselves, not embellish, but deny ourselves, take up our cross and follow him. That is a non-negotiable cornerstone of following Christ. And regrettably, Brother Travis, we've got a generation of people who claim to be following Christ, but they've been led to a crossless so-called Christianity. Saints, this is a non-negotiable. Jesus said, if we're going to follow him, that means inferring that we're not following him unless we're doing it his way. We must lay down our lives, take up our cross, and follow him. That's following Jesus in his prescribed terms, not ours. Paul says, 2 Timothy 4:2-4, preach the word. And that would mean the word of the cross, for sure. Christ's cross first, by which we're saved, and then the cross he told us to take up. Preach the word, be instant, in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. That means, endure means hold themselves accountable to sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and shall be turned away, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables or stories. You know, the guys that have the big gatherings in so-called churches, they're telling stories. They're not telling the cross message, because that doesn't win friends, a lot of them, and influence people, if you will. It doesn't build a large constituency whereby the money flows. But that's not going to end real good, because that is not going to pass the judgment, because it's not on God's terms. And as Brother Travis was articulating earlier today, the Lord wants us to look for a demotion, speaking of paradoxes, not promotion. He'll do the promoting, won't he, Brother Travis, with resurrection uplifting?
He will, brother. You know, and another thing I've found, Todd, in teaching Bible classes about the cross is people are not aware of this deep message of the cross, the crucifixion of the self-life, of the flesh. And, Todd, they're not even aware of the flesh. They're not aware of the sin nature within us, which remains after initial salvation. Let me add.
Yes.
So they don't even know the need for the cross. People are not aware that they have evil inside of them. Christians are not aware that they still have an evil nature within them, Todd. So if you're not even aware of that, then you're not even aware of your need for the cross, the daily cross, the daily
Amen.
Crucifixion of the flesh and the sin nature and the self-life, the old man nature in you. And so
yes.
again, not only they're not aware of the means of victory over that, they're not even aware of the battle that's going on.
Yes, and I believe that that's such a cornerstone point there, because we must realize that the fallen man and the fallen sin, inherent sin nature, is still resident in the born-again believer, and that's why Jesus said, you must deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me. It's consistent. The Apostle Paul said, there is something to put off, and that's the old man. It's still there. That's
Ephesians 4:22 through 24. Todd, that might be a good one to read right now. Ephesians 4, yeah. 22 through 24.
Yes, sir. Ephesians 4, beginning in verse 22, the scripture says that ye put off concerning the former conversation, that means way of life, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Amen.
So holiness is this new nature that we put on, Todd, the new man, which is Christ is the head of the new man, and we are his body. So we need to put on this new man, and simultaneously be putting off the old man. And Todd, that only happens through crucifixion with Christ. Galatians 2:20.
Amen. And Brother Travis, the term true holiness should clearly infer to us that there is a false holiness. And that
absolutely
would be, as you spoke, without the cross. It's a feigned or a false holiness, like the Pharisees, who cleaned up the outward, and yet the Lord says they were full of evil on the inside. Matthew 23, the lambasting of the religious by the Son of God. But true holiness is prescribed as that which must come through the crucified life. And that brings us to the next point, because we're not alone in this thing. John the Baptist, in this order, cried out, Lord, you must increase, but I must decrease. John 3:30. That's your next point, Brother Travis. And is there not a key truth here in the order of how John the Baptist spoke of God increasing and we decreasing?
Absolutely. That is central. That is the message right there, Todd. And the way that we decrease is to become weak through the cross. The weakness of self is a desired goal. Self-confidence
yes.
is not a desired goal. It is the opposite of that. Self-esteem.
Self-will.
In many ways, in the sense of the sin nature, is the self is not a desired goal. Now, psychologist Todd teach self-esteem and the building up of the self in order to overcome problems, spiritual problems, mental problems, and that's just the worldly mind again. Now, there is such a thing as esteem of yourself, but it only comes when Christ is your first esteem, when Christ is your
Amen.
First identity. Then you can respect yourself then. But
yeah,
you know,
it's innate.
The truth that psychologists teach is not that, Todd.
No, it's an antichrist spirit behind that. Anti meaning in place of it. It's a contradiction or instead of the teachings of Christ. So we call it Antichrist. The Bible says we're to esteem others better than ourselves. Philippians 2, 3 through 5. And that is the mind of Christ. And that we're to love the Lord with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. and love our neighbors as ourselves. Now, this has crept into the church, what Brother Travis is speaking of, and we have people running around saying, well, I've got to learn to love myself. Well, the Bible never said to love yourself. It says we already innately love ourselves. I believe it's Ephesians 5, about verse 30, where it says that no man ever yet hated himself or his flesh. We all, that's our biggest problem is self-love. But it says Jesus gave two, not three commands in Matthew 22, 37 through 39. He said, you shall love the Lord and you shall love your neighbor as yourself, inferring that we already love ourselves. Now let's take that love and give it to others. So there's a paradox, and we've got increase through decrease. And Brother Travis, mm-hmm. the way John the Baptist put God's increase first and then our decrease, does that not speak of the initiating grace of God and sending his only begotten Son and then finding us and drawing us to himself?
Absolutely, Todd. It is all a gift. It's something we receive, not what we achieve. And the human mind, the religious mind, the Pharisaical mind, cannot get away from this idea that we achieve our position with God through our own doings and initiations and all, and that, you know, this is the climbing up and that. But no, it is something we receive. And here's how we receive it. God allows the devil to attack, and we're knocked down to a place of helplessness. And then, and only then, will the human mind open to receive when it's at the bottom of that trough, Todd. And that is the cross, getting knocked down, cast down, so that we finally can, our selfish self would be destabilized and knocked down, so we can finally open to receive God's Spirit and his righteousness and his life into ourselves. Todd.
Amen. Was that is that a picture of when the Lord came to Saul and put him on his back, knocked him off his high horse, if you will, and then blinded
exactly.
him for 3 days? Is that a cross experience or what, brother?
It is, brother. And, you know, we've got to be blinded in order to see. That's why that happened in that order. We don't need to get a better pair of glasses to see. We need to be made blind first, blind to our old way of thinking, and blind to our old way of seeing the world and seeing ourselves, and then we can receive the light. There's death and resurrection through the symbolism of the eyes, Todd, right there.
Amen. And then you spoke here about Philippians 3 on the next one, verse 7 through 8. But what things were gained to me, those I counted lost for Christ. Yeah, doubtless I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. You're speaking there, brother, of gain. Again, is through loss.
Absolutely.
Then,
now, that's counterintuitive there, Todd, to the natural mind. Notice the King James Version uses in the last verse there that you read, win Christ.
Yeah.
We all want to win, but the only way to win is to lose.
Yeah.
We have to lose our... We have to unlearn some things, Todd. We have to lose some things. And these things that Paul lost were not, if you read the list, going back a verse or two before that passage, if you read what he lost, these were not loss of a bad habit or loss of, you know, a propensity toward sin. These were the highest and best things that humanity had to offer. Being of the right tribe, being circumcised on the eighth day, being a Pharisee. I mean, all of those things in those days were considered the height of human achievement to them.
Yes.
We got to lose those things, Todd.
Well,
we got to lose our heights of human attainment before we can gain and win.
Amen. They're all a big facade in a great way also. He speaks of as touching the law, a Pharisee. So he had to denounce and lose his religious pedigree and his seminary training. Recently, the Lord's had me encourage a lot of people to denounce all of their so-called Bible college and seminarian achievements. And it's only then, as Paul testifies here, that God is going to be able to use them in a great way and that they're going to be able to know him as he intended, verse 10, that I may know him in the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings. Amen. Now, Brother Travis, you also spoke of Romans on the next point here as we got just a few minutes left. Romans chapter 12 and verse 17 through 21, you're speaking of kill evil is by kindness. To kill evil is by kindness.
Those words are not in there, but that's kind of the way I sum it up in with my terminology. And so, you know, when an enemy is when you have an enemy, you don't attack that enemy as the worldly mind thinks. You feed and bless your enemy. You turn the other cheek and give and love your enemies. And this love, Todd, is the only force that will kill evil, that will convert people, that will stop people in their tracks and make them look at God, the Christ in you that is acting in those moments. So the way we handle evil, Todd, is radically upside down to the way the world thinks it ought to be handled.
Yes.
We kill evil with kindness, Todd.
Speaking of paradoxical, huh? That's completely counterintuitive.
Big time.
And that passage says this, Saints, Romans 12, 17 through 21, recompense or repay to no man evil for evil, provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. Notice, vengeance is not ours, but it's God's. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Now, brother, being overcome of evil seems to mean in this context to try to avenge ourselves, right?
Yes, and let me just say that this is God's mind, that he does not fight fire with fire. He does not fight violence with violence. He does not go tit for tat with evil. His mind is the same as the mind he's asking us to have. And here's the bottom line, Todd. God destroys by dying with love. The love of the cross is what always destroys evil.
Yes.
God is not directly violent against evil. He allows evil in an Aikido-like fashion to destroy itself through the principle of the cross, Todd. And
Amen.
That's what he's
Amen.
Asking us to do, is to, when we die with Christ, when we take up the cross, we are in that moment taking up the chariot of victory over evil. Self-sacrificial
yes.
love of the cross, Todd.
Amen. Got a few seconds left, Saints. Wanted to encourage you to pray. There's a lot more on this list. You can look this up on safeguardyoursoul.com. Just go to the Daily Cross category or just pop in the words, the foolishness of the cross, in the search box, I want to encourage you to become immersed in this essential core gospel message of the cross. There's no way we're going up with God unless we're doing it His way by surrendering in loss and death to self. Encourage you also in John 3:30, as we talked about today at length, please pray the prayer John the Baptist prayed and or declare it before God, that He must increase, but I must decrease. God bless you, saints. Thank you for listening. Brother Travis, fabulous program. God bless you, brother.
Thank you, brother, for having me. Appreciate you, brother.
Yes.